بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. وعن انس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يستقيم ايمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه، ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه، ولا يدخل الجنه رجل لا يامن جاره بوائقه. حضرت انس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person's iman, his faith, can never be correct, can never be straight, until his heart and his mind is correct and straight. And a person's heart and mind can never be straight and correct until his tongue is straight and his tongue is correct. And a man cannot enter Jannat who his neighbor is not safe from his trouble and his harm. In this hadith we are told that the tongue has an effect on the heart and the mind, and that in turn has an effect on the iman. That is why we are told to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. That will have an effect on the heart. إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ تَكَرَّرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. When a person repeats something with his tongue, it affects the heart. And that in turn will correct the iman. Likewise, we are told to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak about the greatness of Allah. That will affect the mind and the heart, and that will strengthen the iman. On the flip side of the coin, if a person is speaking lies, ghibat, vulgarity, immorality, fuhush, then that will also affect the mind and the heart. His mind and his heart will become like that. He'll have the mind of a liar, the mind of a backbiter, the heart of a liar, the heart of a backbiter, an immoral heart. And then in turn, that will affect the iman. The iman won't be right. A person won't be driven in the right direction. So a person needs to correct the tongue. We also understand from this hadith that the mind and heart, whatever influences it, influences one's iman. So the literature a person reads, the association he keeps, what he listens to, what he looks at, what he speaks, what he views on the internet, all of this will affect a person's iman. It can damage his iman, and it can also increase his iman. Each person can do some introspection, and we can see the reality of these things. Time and again we have mentioned that when a person watches or he reads or he is influenced by the company of someone, it damages the iman sometimes. Person has major, major doubts. And on the other hand, sits in the company of the pious and he makes dhikr with them, he listens to their talks, a person comes out feeling rejuvenated, he has a drive, he wants to read his Fajr Salah, he wants to open the Quran and Majid, he wants to engage in ibadat, he doesn't want to commit sin. So we see the positive effect of good company and good influences, and we see the negative effect of bad company and bad influences as mentioned. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and just before we mention the last part, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for the tongue. And we should also make dua that Allah ta'ala must correct our tongues. We must always have a straight tongue. Allahumma saddid lisani. Allah ta'ala must correct and straighten our tongues. We must always be truthful. And we must have a tongue that is engaged in the dhikr of Allah, lisan and dhakira, all the time engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Quran al-Majid is saying, say to my servants, they should speak that which is the best, most pure words, most kind words. Allah ta'ala, we must make dua for that. Allah, make me from those people whose words are kind, pure. If a person's words are kind and pure, it means his heart is kind and pure. Then it means his iman is pure. We must not have words that deceive people, that lie to people, that cheat people. Allah Pak save us. وَلَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ رَجُلٌ لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقَهُ. A person whose neighbor is not safe from his harm will not enter into Jannat. The neighbor has great rights over us. There are entire chapters in Adab al-Mufrad, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi's kitab. He has a chapter about the neighbors, the importance of the neighbors, and seeing to the neighbor, whether the neighbor is in need, has any need, he needs some food, share our food with him, see to him, see how we can help him, how we can assist him. and we don't cause any harm to the neighbor, even to the extent that the smoke, if we are lighting a fire, that smoke mustn't affect the neighbor, mustn't trouble him. We mustn't make noise in our yard because it will affect the neighbor. One incident comes to mind. One Sahabi came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my neighbor has a tree right on the boundary, right on the wall, and the fruit comes and falls into my yard. My children pick it up, put it in their mouth, and he comes and he puts his finger in their mouth and he takes it out of their mouth because it doesn't belong to them. And this has caused great grief and trouble to me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called the person, the neighbor, and he said, sell me your tree. He said, I don't want to sell it. He said, all right, give it to me as a gift and I will promise you a tree in Jannah. So he said, no, I like it so much, I don't want to give it as a gift. So nevertheless, one Sahabi was there and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I get the tree, if I purchase the tree, then will you give it to me? Will you also give me the promise of a tree in Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. And this Sahabi, to summarize the incident, he went and negotiated until he had to give a whole orchard and a garden of his trees for that one tree, because they knew the value of Jannat and the trees of Jannat. For that one tree in Jannat, he gave his whole garden away, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely, extremely pleased and happy because he solved this problem also. So once again, to recap, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person's iman cannot be straight until his heart and mind is straight, and the heart and mind cannot be straight until the tongue is straight. And a person whose neighbors are not safe from his trouble and his harm will not enter Jannat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, save us from the jannah.